The OWC Envoy Pro EX with Thunderbolt 3 is the ultimate external SSD optimized for photographers and videographers in need of ultra-fast backup, duplication, and editing. Designed for mobile workflows that demand bus power portability and elite performance, the OWC Envoy Pro EX delivers a military drop-tested enclosure and speeds up to 2600 megabytes per second. The Envoy Pro EX is a powerhouse, inside and out. Learn more about the OWC Envoy Pro EX at owcdigital.com.
Hi there, welcome back to Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline. I'm Cameron Graveline and Chris Graveline in a Russ Mullen ratio in the control room. Now here's Dave.
Well, thank you, Cameron. Always a delight to have him rejoin the show after a commercial break and kind of remind us that he likes to give the phone numbers as well. And so stay tuned. We'll have Cameron. He's six now. Just turned six a week or so ago. Happy birthday belated again to Cameron. Good stuff. Welcome back into Tomorrow. Horatio and Erasmo in the control room. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline.
And Ralph in Nashville, Tennessee, listens to and is calling in, we love you for it, using the Into Tomorrow app. Hello, Ralph.
Is there a way that I can have Wi-Fi in my car? I know they're making cars with the Wi-Fi, but is there a way to take that technology and put it into an existing car? I want to buy a newer car with the theater system inside of it to watch movies, and I would love to be able to have Wi-Fi in the car to pick up Netflix and other streaming movies inside my vehicle.
Well then, Ralph, there are a few ways to get Wi-Fi in your car. First of all, don't watch movies while you're driving. I'm sure you're not going to, but I got to get that out right away. But you can get Wi-Fi in your car without it being put there by the manufacturer. The simplest one would be to just use your phone's hotspot. Alternatively, you could buy a MiFi device. They're still around, and this seems like a good use for them. Skyroam has them. That's usually better. And in fact, while I'm traveling in Europe this weekend, I'm using my Skyroam Solis. But there's also other devices out there that can be MiFi devices for that you can connect with your local carrier, for example.
Yeah, now with any company, it'll probably cost you a great deal of money to stream video if you go over your data plan, and video is very data hungry. Now, also keep in mind that if you're moving fast, the quality of your connection may change rapidly. You may drive in areas with poorer coverage, and your video streaming may suffer. If possible, downloading the video first will give you the best quality, and you won't have to worry about data caps. However, if you want to stick with streaming, your phone or a MiFi unit will do the job.
Yeah, but I like that idea of downloading things ahead of time. You know, when you're on your home Wi-Fi and you're not worried about a data cap, hopefully, unless your cable company is ripping you off for that and that kind of stuff. But either way, it's still going to be a lot cheaper than using a MiFi unit, regardless. So if you can do that ahead of time, or you want to, you know, rip a DVD because you own it and it's your movie and you want to put it on your mobile device or something, fine. Again, don't watch while you're driving. But also, you were going to say...
And remember, even with these MiFi devices and with your phone, even if you have one of those quote-unquote unlimited data plans, most of them will still tether you or throttle you back if you go over a certain amount. So it's not truly unlimited because when you get slowed down, sometimes it's dial-up speeds.
Oh,
so you won't be able to watch videos.
That's true. You're going to try to watch something, and every 2 seconds it's buffering. You can't watch anything that way. That's crazy. But now also remember that the reason the built-in Wi-Fi works so well in modern, newer cars is that they use the body of the car as an antenna. Your smartphone also limits the amount of power it uses to transmit back to the cell tower because you might have it pressed up against your head. An integrated car system has no such issues. However, the integrated systems come with very small data plans. Although they're popular with the remote office crowd who needs to check mail, for example, from their pickup truck when they're parked in the official middle of nowhere, they aren't very practical for streaming lots of media, especially video again.
And as a warning, you'll find several OBD2 devices that will offer a Wi-Fi hotspot, and they will not cost a lot of money a month. Those devices tend to offer plans with limited data. They'd work just fine if you were looking to use email and little else, but they'll run out very quickly if you try to stream movies over them.
So, Ralph, I hope we gave you some good ideas there. We certainly tossed a lot out at you, but there's some options for you, and the answer to your question, yes, you absolutely can do what you want to do. And when you said you're looking for a new car, I'm assuming you mean new to you, but probably used, because if it was a new car, it might have the built-in Wi-Fi. If you can spring for that, you're going to be far better off. And again, then you just have to deal with an appropriate data plan that would work best for you.
Yeah, this portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by the OWC Thunderblade. For the creative professional who needs the absolute fastest storage with transfer speeds up to 2,800 megabytes per second. Learn more at owcdigital.com.
And remember the mantra of call in, win stuff. You can do it anytime at your convenience. It might be 3 o'clock in the morning next week. You've got a consumer tech question. Let us answer it for you. 800-899-INTO anytime.